Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. Well, let's talk about this Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it on Netflix, it's a three-part series. All three parts are about an hour in length, give or take a few minutes. Mm-hmm. It's called Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. And I was told about it by some friends that watched it. So I said, you know what, I've got to watch it while I have the time here. And it was interesting. I thought Netflix did a good job with it.
I think so, too.
I mean, the best part is you got to hear all those phone calls, the jail cell phone calls that he had with his fiance, with his mom, you know, with people, his agent, stuff like that, his brother. And there were some, you know, interesting revelations as part of this as well. On a personal note, two of the people that were highlighted in this, for obvious reasons, were his brother, DJ Hernandez, and his former childhood friend, Steve Ziogas. Ironically, I know both of them very well. I worked with both at Brown. When I first started full-time as director of football operations, DJ was the quarterback's coach, and his brother, and Steve Ziogas, whose games I broadcast, he was a linebacker at Brown. He was wide receiver's coach for the Bears. DJ left, I think, after my first year there as DFO and took a job elsewhere. I can't remember if he went to Iowa at that point, but he left. This was all before we knew anything about his brother Aaron Hernandez, you know, being a bad guy, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, Ziogas left maybe a year or two after that as well to pursue other career opportunities. But I bring them up because I remember vividly when it was announced that Aaron Hernandez was arrested and charged with, you know, murdering Odin Lloyd. Because we had just finished a football camp at Brown, a summer camp where we had recruits in, and Steve Ziogas, who was a childhood friend of Aaron Hernandez, says, this isn't true. This isn't true. I don't believe it. I've talked to Aaron. He said he didn't do it. You know, this is BS. He was adamant about that. And, you know, he's interviewed in this, and the very first episode, he says, look, I was in denial. I didn't think it was true. I didn't want to believe it. And then he goes on to say, but obviously, you know, I know what happened.
Unbelievable.
And it's real interesting three-part series. What did you take out of it? Is there anything in particular that you took out of it?
Well, on a personal note, my phone started blowing up because there's a screenshot of an old interview scrum where, talk about opposites attracting in that screenshot.
You got that right.
You've got Aaron Hernandez on one side, and you've got our old pal Ken Bell on the other, you know, putting his microphone in on the scrum.
Who's about as nice a human being as you'll want to meet.
Who's the best? So I texted him finally. I was like, Ken, I've gotten a few texts here with this screenshot. You got to watch the documentary because you're in it. And he said, oh, boy, connected to Aaron Hernandez. Oh, boy. It was, oh, my goodness. I was dying. But, I thought it was interesting. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the Globe Spotlight podcast on Aaron Hernandez, that's a really good listen, too. I think It's only about six parts, so it's an easy listen. That has some really good stories in there, too, especially around the time when you know, things were going down, you know, with him and with Alexander Bradley and whatnot, and him meeting with Belichick out at the Combine in Indianapolis and being threatened for his life. There's some good stuff in there about that with the Spotlight podcast. But a podcast is one thing, visuals are another, and you look at the visuals and you just look back at, you know, some of the security footage that they show, you know, in the city when it happened.
That's probably what screwed
Staggering.
Him more than anything else, right?
Staggering.
His home security system.
That too.
He destroyed some of the video, but he didn't destroy it all. And It shows him right after killing old Lloyd, him walking around in his house with his gun, with the gun.
Yeah.
You know,
it was unbelievable.
It shows his fiance getting rid of the safe that had the gun in it and walking out with a trash bag. You know, I can't remember what dumpster I put it in.
Yeah, right.
You know, but, you know, they were trying to, you know, where did it go wrong for Aaron Hernandez, right? What happened? I think one of the main themes of it is when his father died, that was the beginning of the end for Aaron Hernandez, right?
Yeah.
You know, he his father was kind of a hardliner, hard-ass coach, and when his father died, there was no structure in his life any longer.
I thought the documentary did a good job of his upbringing and where it went wrong there.
Yep.
I think if you listen to the Globe Spotlight podcast, they do a much better job of going in depth on his time at Florida and how that steered him wrong too, because the Netflix documentary just sort of brings up that whatever happened at Florida, that little charge, and then they just kind of go past it. It wasn't really, they didn't go totally in depth with it. The Spotlight podcast goes way more into it.
I agree.
They talk to people down there.
I agree, but they did kind of intimate that because he was at a college football program that at the time was the premier college football program in the nation, right? They were better than Alabama and LSU and all that stuff. They won a national championship when he was there. He played for Tim Tebow, right?
Yes.
So they kind of intimated that because he was playing big-time college football that he got away with that
untouchable
stuff. Right,
yeah.
He's untouchable. So he did some bad stuff, but it got swept under the rug because he was a Florida Gator.
And in the documentary, they generalize it, and it works. It works. If you want to know more about the Florida stuff, though, and the court case down there and the charges and some of the incidents with him,
yeah,
the Spotlight podcast does a really good job with
yep.
that. I think they go more in-depth with the Florida stuff and with, like I said, there's a couple of stories. I think it was Greg Bedard that's on the Spotlight podcast that talks about how he interacted with Hernandez at that combine when he went to meet with Belichick, and he was just so paranoid that he was at a bar and he kind of snapped at somebody or something like it. Just
yeah.
You could tell that he was getting a little unhinged.
And you know, the Netflix documentary also intimates, getting back to what you said about his days in college at Florida, that because he got away with that stuff there, that was kind of the beginning of him thinking
yes.
that maybe I'm untouchable.
Untouchable.
Right?
Yep.
And, you know, among the other revelations, he had a gay or a bisexual relationship with his high school quarterback
yep.
in Bristol, Connecticut. You know, and then they tried to tie maybe some of his issues to CTE, right? You know, which is a common problem for those who play the sport of football. You take so many blows to the head, and they brought in Junior Seau and what happened to him, committing suicide, etc. So, you know, like I said, it was interesting. It was well done. You got to see a lot of scenes from court. You got to hear a lot of his jail conversations on the phone with friends and relatives. You know,
we
like
all
I said,
live through this.
Yeah, no,
you know,
question.
We all live through this.
I think it's very interesting whether or not you're a Patriots fan to go ahead and watch it. And believe me, I have no rooting interest in Netflix, but I'm just telling you, it was good.
It was good. It's the whole story, just looking back, and we all think about where we were and our personal, like, you know, what were we thinking at the time about the Patriots and some of the. I mean, what made it such a big story was just his fall from grace. I thought Netflix did a good job of just saying, like, yes, there's been guys in sports that have committed crimes and done things that aren't good. You know, even I think they mentioned O.J. Simpson, and they said, but that was well after his playing career. What made this such a staggering story at the time and why it still resonates is the fact that this guy was in the middle of his rise to
yeah.
the top of the NFL. I don't think he was a star for the Patriots, but he had years ahead of him, years of great production. Like, he was on top of his game, and he was getting there, and this happened. And that's why it was such a unique story, because it was, at the time, it was unlike anything we'd seen, you know, because, again, this wasn't after football or after his playing career. He was on top of the world.
Man. It was interesting, too, and somewhat heartbreaking to hear the conversations he had with his mother, you know,
yeah.
Blaming a lot of this on her and not having a good relationship with her. And after the father died, she shacked up with Tanya Singleton's boyfriend, and that really did a number on him mentally.
Jeez.
To the point where he moved out of his house and moved in with his aunt, Tanya Singleton,
yeah.
who remained loyal to him to the end, to the point where she served jail time.
Yeah.
Right? She would not testify against him.
Yeah.
Even though she was required to, she was subpoenaed to testify, she chose not to, and she went to jail because of it.
Yeah.
And she was battling with breast cancer, and so obviously there was a love there for her, for him. So, like I said, it's an interesting watch. And I recommend it for those who, you know, remember it, who live through it. I will say this, it also just kind of underscores once again the fact that he was a sloppy and careless criminal, that's for sure.
Oh,
I mean, leaving evidence everywhere, you know, leaving bullet casings at the scene, you know, killing him in a mile or two from his house. And you look at how about the Boston shootings too? Now, he was eventually found not guilty of those, was he not?
He was.
Yeah. You look at the whole thing and it's like, wow. This guy had it all, but he had some issues. He was disturbed.
It was crazy to get a look inside the courtroom too, and I think I had seen it at the time when it was happening, but you know, Jose Baez was the guy that got, you know, the acquittal for Casey Anthony, and so that's why they hired him. And he goes in there and he proves that he puts some reasonable doubt in the courtroom with that, and underscores certain things. But the Boston shoot, I just, the fact that it happened, and you know, the detective that was, you know, in charge of this case, they said, well, we sort of reached a dead end. We didn't really know where to go. But when we originally looked at the footage, you know, the security footage, they were like, oh, look, there's Aaron Hernandez, like, in this club. And they said, no, he wouldn't do that.
They didn't connect the dots.
No, he wouldn't do that. No way. An NFL star? No, he wouldn't do that.
Right.
And then the revelation, the light bulb went off when, you know, the Odin Lloyd case happened.
And they
found the car
in Tanya Singleton's garage.
And they were like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, it was, that to me was just the connection of that was unbelievable, too. I also thought, too, and this gets lost sometimes with these stories and these cases, I thought Netflix did a good job of getting a peek inside of what the effects were with Odin Lloyd and his family and some of his friends that were around him. Because, again, that gets lost sometimes. Because we talk about Hernandez and his rise and fall and whatever, but I thought they did a good job of that.
I do, too, and God bless her heart. Odin Lloyd's mom. Oh, my God. Did your heart not break for her? And did you not? I thought Jermaine Wiggins put it well, saying the way she handled herself.
Grace.
Just amazing. Like, Grace. Jermaine Wiggins said, I couldn't have done that. If that were my son or daughter that got killed by Aaron Hernandez, there's no way I could have had that type of compassion and handle myself in that manner the way that Odin Lloyd's mom did.
Yeah, I agree. Total grace. And I thought some of the guys, too, there, you know, one of his friends that was, you know, one of the guys he interviewed. You know,
Odin Lloyd's friend?
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
And I thought he really humanized things when he said, you know, if, say, Aaron Hernandez was hanging out with our crowd and our kind of people all the time instead of some of the people that he was hanging out with in Connecticut, we never would have let this happen to him. We would have said, you need to drop that. Otherwise, you're going to go down the wrong path.
And his explanation was great. He said, you know, you're a football player, but, you know, you're hanging out with this bad crowd. He said, you can't play both sides because eventually you're going to have to pick one side or the other. Mm-hmm. Right? And so, yeah, I thought his explanation was good. He was good. Odin Lloyd's former semi-pro teammate.
Really good.
I thought he was excellent
in
the documentary.
It was just very human.
Yep.
It was very human and... it just, again, the people that you interact with in life and that are around you, that surround yourself and, you know, your upbringing and all those sorts of things, they play a role into this chemistry experiment that is your life. And, you know, sometimes it just, it goes wrong. And I thought the Netflix documentary did a good job of highlighting that.
Okay, so Killer Inside, the Mind of Aaron Hernandez. It's on Netflix. Again, 3-part documentary. Takes about 3 hours to watch. And
it's good.
It's one of those things where you watch the first episode, you want to go right into the second, and then you want to go right into the third. You just want to do it all in one sitting. I don't think too many people will walk away from it and then come back to it.
No.
You know?
And then in the second episode, probably about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes in, you'll say, hey, look, there's Ken Bell. Oh, hey, Kenny.
You know, that was funny. That really was. And going back to his relationship with his high school quarterback, too, I thought Netflix was really trying to push the angle that he was a gay man.
Yeah.
But I think it's more that he was bisexual.
Yeah, right.
Right? You know, I mean, not that there's a, you know, a huge difference, but the point is,
there is.
I thought Netflix was really trying to go down that road. Mm-hmm. Like they talked about how in Florida he was trying to suppress that,
right,
you know, trying to be the macho man and stuff like that. And I'm not sure they were entirely accurate.
Yeah. So that'd be a small criticism.
So anyway, check it out on Netflix and you can judge for yourself and let us know what you think. We'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, I want to get your thoughts on tomorrow's games.
I also want to touch on some college basketball too. We haven't been able to do that. And I think today's an important day.
The Friars are heading into a big, big stretch here. A tough stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next 5 games. We'll get to that when we come back on Kardashian and Coit on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.